This is KLCC News. I'm Ani Katz. The Eugene Public Library has a new director. Willow Hearn has been on the job 2 months and spoke with KLCC's Barbara Dellenbach about his first impressions of the position.
Oh, it's a fabulous place. It's really wonderful. It does so much for our community. I'm just impressed with the usage of it, that so many people use it all the time. We have over 3,000 people come to our downtown library every day. And I just see in all the different ways the library is used and people enjoying it in so many different ways and using it, you know, for our Maker Hub, to be able to come enjoy, get out of the weather, to be able to read books, bring your children. It's really a great place, and they do a lot of creative, innovative things with like lasers in the library and all sorts of other different things like that, that people can really engage with their community at the library. And it's really, really neat to see that. And I love it.
It's old-fashioned to think that libraries are just about books.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate. I think libraries have always been, you know, the community center, artistic, educational center for that. So libraries, I think, have always been about more than just books. I remember I was reading the library book by Susan Orlean, and she was talking about how in the 1870s, one of the librarians from L.A., because it focuses on the L.A. library fire, was actually trying to check out badminton rackets and things like that. So libraries have always been about sharing things. That just doesn't mean books. That means experiences. That means audiobooks. That means all sorts of different things, information in different ways. So libraries really are a community center. And so I think we do lots of different things than just books.
And as part of being a community center, I know I've spent more time in the downtown library than the two branches, but you find people there who are not necessarily just reading books. They're using it as either perhaps a place to sleep or a place to congregate and so on. How is the staff kind of dealing with that, and what are your jobs besides checking out books?
Oh, so, you know, and the library also is a place where people get information. So those folks who may not be able to connect with their families, different things like that, it's really important that we are that bridge and that gap. And the library is also prides itself on being a free, inclusive, welcoming space for every single person in the community. So anyone in the community can stop there, take a couple moments for themselves, take a look at a book or not, maybe just take a look and get a little bit of respite from the world, the chaotic world in which we live in. So the library really does all sorts of different things. So yeah, that's kind of where I land on that. But we just do all sorts of different things for our community here. So I think, like you said, it would be a very small scope and limited scope if you said we were just about books.
Is there a real difference between the downtown library and the two branches?
Oh, sure, yeah. And I would say even between the two branches, there's a difference. I think, you know, every single area, a library represents its community. So the downtown community is significantly different from Bethel, which is significantly different from Sheldon. So each one has its own feel and dynamic to it. And so I think that's important. Obviously, there's a little bit of a size difference and resource difference there. So you're going to have different opportunities at the downtown location that you might not have at the other places. But I'll tell you, the community, the branches really help define their communities as a community library. So they're very, very important. And we take a lot of pride in our branches as well.
So what's coming up soon that people should know about the library?
Summer reading program's coming up next month here in June. So I definitely would implore you to take a look at that. If you're thinking it's just for kids, there's an adult summer reading program as well. So I will love you to come take a look at our website, look for more information for that. And I think it's a really great time. I mean, it's the summer. Grab a book, get outside, read, enjoy yourself. I know that's what I like to do. You can bring it to the beach. You can even on the beach, you could download a book and read it that way. So you can really get out. And so that's really what's really neat about libraries, is we're able to get outside of our community, outside our four walls, and really be a community concept rather than just a place that's just a building.
Summer reading is a bit of a misnomer because it doesn't include electronic books as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You can read during the summer on your electronic books. That's fine too. You can actually read them. We're fine with however you want to read. If you want to read via listening audio, audiobooks count as reading too. How about that?
Thanks so much. Welcome to Eugene. I hope to talk to you again down the road and find out kind of what you've learned.
Barbara, it was an absolute delight. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the time.
Willow Hearn is the new director of the Eugene Public Library. He spoke with KLCC's Barbara Dellenbach. The summer reading program starts in June, and schedule information will soon be available on the Eugene Public Library website. This is KLCC News.